Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. The United States has just released a report that has significant implications for India's trade relations with the world's largest economy, and it's a story that has been unfolding for decades. The Office of the United States Trade Representative, or USTR, has published its 38th annual Special 301 report. And in this report, India has been placed on the priority watch list for the 34th consecutive year. But what makes this significant is that Vietnam has been elevated to priority foreign country status, the most serious designation, for the first time since 2013. This opens the door to a formal Section 301 investigation, which could potentially lead to tariffs on Vietnamese imports. And here is something that surprises many students: the European Union has also been added to the priority watch list over concerns about geographical indications, or GI, and pharmaceutical patent linkage. But why does this matter? To understand the significance of this report, we need to delve into what the Special 301 report is all about. The Special 301 report is published annually by the USTR under Section 182 of the Trade Act of 1974, as amended by the Omnibus Trade and Competitiveness Act of 1988. It identifies countries whose intellectual property, or IP, laws, practices, and enforcement mechanisms are considered inadequate or unfair by the United States. There are three designation tiers in this report. First, there's the priority foreign country, or PFC, status, which is the most serious designation. Then, there's the priority watch list, which is where India has been placed. And finally, there's the watch list. What makes the PFC status so significant is that it can lead to a formal Section 301 investigation, which can result in US trade sanctions, increased tariffs, or removal of trade preferences. Now, let us turn to India's IP concerns, as highlighted by the USTR in its 2026 report. First, there's the issue of pharmaceutical patent linkage. India's drug regulator, the CDSCO, approves generic drugs without checking whether originator patents are still active. The US wants a patent linkage system where regulatory approval is linked to patent status. However, India opposes this, as it would delay the availability of affordable generics, which is a significant public health concern. Another issue is Section 3(d) of the Indian Patents Act. This section prevents the patenting of minor modifications of existing molecules, a practice known as evergreening. The USTR considers this an undue restriction on pharmaceutical patent protection, while India defends it as essential for access to affordable medicines. The USTR has also flagged inadequate action against online piracy, cable signal theft, and digital copyright infringement, as well as delays in criminal prosecution of IP infringement. Furthermore, India lacks dedicated trade secret legislation, unlike the US Defend Trade Secrets Act, 2016. Trade secret protection is fragmented across contract law and common law in India. And here is something that is crucial to note: the USTR has also highlighted enforcement delays in India. There are lengthy court proceedings for IP infringement cases and inconsistent application of IP laws across states. Now, how does India respond to these concerns? India has consistently rejected the Special 301 methodology, calling it unilateral, as the US acts as both judge and complainant. India also argues that its IP regime is WTO compliant under the TRIPS Agreement, which stands for trade-related aspects of intellectual property rights. India has also challenged US IP pressures at the WTO and in bilateral trade negotiations, arguing that the Special 301 report is biased against access to medicines and economically motivated to protect US pharmaceutical companies' profits. Vietnam's PFC designation in 2026 reflects inadequate copyright protection for digital content, weak pharmaceutical IP enforcement, and large-scale piracy of US software, films, and music. Vietnam was last designated a PFC in 2013, and its restoration to this status in 2026 is due to persistent non-compliance. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The USTR Special 301 report is published annually, and India has been on the priority watch list for 34 consecutive years. Vietnam has been elevated to priority foreign country status, while the European Union has been added to the priority watch list. Remember this number, 38, which is the number of years the Special 301 report has been published. Note this carefully, the TRIPS agreement is a key component of the WTO, and India's IP regime is compliant with it. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The USTR Special 301 report is relevant to your mains preparation, with keywords like USTR Special 301 report, priority watch list, priority foreign country, Section 301, TRIPS agreement, Section 3D, Patents Act, pharmaceutical patent linkage, evergreening, India's trade relations, IP enforcement, and WTO compatibility. With this report, the US has sent a strong signal to India and other countries about its expectations on intellectual property protection. As the world's largest economy, the US has significant leverage in shaping global trade norms, and India must navigate these complexities to protect its own economic interests.